USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Veteran Democratic Congressman and civil rights champion John Lewis now says he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. A few years ago, he introduced a friend at a bridge in the Deep South where he marched and was beaten decades ago.
If someone had told me when we were crossing this bridge that one day I would be back here introducing the first African-American president, I would have said, you're crazy, you're out of your mind, you don't know what to talk about. President Barack Obama!
Former President Obama tweets, if there's one thing I love about John Lewis, it's his incomparable will to fight. Russia says it stopped a terrorism attack reportedly planned in St. Petersburg because of a tip from Washington. A Russian news agency says two Russians were detained on suspicion of plotting attacks during New Year's festivities. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Police say armed worshippers in White Settlement, Texas, shot and killed a gunman who'd opened fire during a morning service, ending an attack that killed two parishioners. Tarrant County Sheriff Bill Wavern.
A horrific day in Tarrant County, and our prayers and thoughts are with the folks over here at the church and the people that are lost. But today, evil walked boldly among us. But let me remind you, good people raised up and stopped it before it got worse.
There's no word yet on a motive.
On Twitter, President Trump is urging Americans to unite against anti-Semitism after intruders stabbed people at a rabbi's house in New York during a gathering to celebrate Hanukkah. Rabbi Yishuel Kahan with the Oshrim Jewish Council says people jumped in to help.
We're grateful to God that people fought back. I mean, quick-thinking individuals instead of cowering and ducking, you know, grabbed whatever they could, makeshift weapons, and just, you know, someone took a coat rail, a mobile coat rail, and just rammed them with it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Southern Republican senator says he's keeping an open mind about an impeachment trial in the Senate. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Louisiana Republican John Kennedy saying that the House was unfair in its handling of the case, but he's keeping an open mind when it comes to the Senate trial.
I don't want them saying, well, we were just run over by the same truck twice. It was unfair in the House and it was unfair in the Senate. I want people to think that it was a level playing field.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Kennedy also said when it comes to how the process will work in the Senate, he says there are no rules and no standards of proof required. Congress has another week off before returning to work in early January.
North Korea is opening a new dialogue with the United States. USA's John Hunt has more.
North Korea has opened a high-profile political conference to discuss how to overcome harsh trials and difficulties with the United States. Days before a year-end deadline set by Pyongyang for Washington to make concessions in nuclear negotiations. The ruling Workers' Party meeting is a focus of keen attention, as some observers predict North Korea might use the conference to announce it would abandon faltering diplomacy with the U.S. and lift its moratorium on major weapons tests. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.